dedication of self for a championship.
A double play wins it for three.
Turn it to the end zone. What a catch. Makai Tom touched it.
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
And also a presentation of greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Welcome back to Canna McMillan and the PIAA 3A West Regional. First year for this format in individual wrestling for AAA. WPIL wrestlers have been, for many years, have been a self-contained region, and so wrestled only WPIL wrestlers to get to go to Hershey, but only got three and then four in the 20 wrestler bracket. Now can be five, but you got to go against City League and District 6, 8, and 9, or 6, 9, and 10 as well. So,
yeah, and there's some weights now. They're only going to have three probably moving on. I think we're, throughout this tournament, the WPIL has shown that three is likely the case, at least in every single weight. There might be one exception where they only get two, but the WPIL should get three in every weight. But there's going to be a couple they get five, and there's going to be a few they only get three. So it sounded like a good thing, right? I get that extra qualifier, but at the end of the day, they end up going to lose some qualifiers too.
Yeah, it'll be interesting, you know, to see what the reaction to it is. You know, we're not going back, I guarantee you that.
That's right.
Regional action is something that the state is greatly interested in to. And, you know, I don't know what the long-term future of the 20-man bracket is. You know, I know they don't want to reduce the number of qualifiers, but we talked about that PIAA tournament time schedule. I mean, that's just not workable.
It's, it was tough last year.
I mean, the table workers, the you know, sports medicine people, the tournament administration, and the Giant Center, let alone, you know, your casual wrestling fans, if there is such a thing, and your media covering it. I mean, it's just exhausting.
It is.
And I don't know that, you know, then you can't go 2 weekends. The Giant Center won't be available for 2 weekends if you try to do, you know, girls on a separate weekend or 2A and girls on one, AAA on one. You can't do it.
Right. Yeah, it's hard enough getting 1 weekend, right? Obviously, well, now we're seeing now they're losing Wednesday to get that chance to go and be in the Giant Center. So,
all right, we are at semifinal. And the next round of consolations, which is third round, consolation wrestlers have to win to advance. There is no other path forward for them, so you got to get that done. Nicholas McGarity of Peters Township, Zach Rehack of Thomas Jefferson, semifinal at 107. That's up on mat one. It'll be the other semifinal, West Allegheny's Michael Johnson, Andrew Alexander of Mifflin County up on mat two. Semifinals at 114, Titus Colangelo of Franklin Regional, Nico Capusta of Hempfield on mat 3. Mat 4 has a 107-pound semifinal, or consolation rather, as does mat 5. Bo Fennick of Franklin Regional, Tommy Gretz of Connellsville, Bryce Thomas of Moon, and Dominic Nardoza. There are four matches in each weight class. Our 16 wrestler fields have been trimmed in half, now 30 hours after we got started.
And we got blood time going here for Nick McGarity, Peters Township. He's scoreless with Zach Rehack 45 seconds in, but blood time rolling there.
Nicholas McGarity, two-time WPIL champion, just a sophomore. You know, it's at that point when a sophomore wins his second that people start talking about what might be.
Yeah, and he made the move down from 114 to 107 for the postseason. And, you know, obviously it's paid off for him thus far. And he's one of the top wrestlers, not only just in this region, but in the state as well.
Michael Johnson of West Allegheny, scoreless with Andrew Alexander of Mifflin County. For the most part in this round, we'll concentrate on the semifinals. We'll pay particular attention on them, but we will also focus in on our Washington Green and neighboring schools, as we've talked about on several occasions during our broadcast already today. Johnson unable to fight off Alexander's leg attempt, and a late first period takedown for Andrew Alexander. Huge points late in the period.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And getting that takedown late. Tommy Gretz in the consolation, leading Bo Fennec of Franklin Regional 2-0. But McGarity of Peters Township back underway with Rehack. Trying for a Jonesy tilt. Rehack just trying to hang on that leg and end up calling a stalemate.
Nicholas Capusta of Hempfield, semifinals at 114, a 9-1 lead at the end of one. Couple of takedowns and a near fall in that mix. Did you tell me we're doing semis on three mats here in front of us, correct?
Correct. Yeah, last night they did the quarters on the first three mats and consolations on 4 and 5. So we'll do the same setup here, semis on 1, 2, and 3. Nick McGarity gets poked in the eye by Rehack. Just 6 seconds left here in the period, and now he's calling for injury time.
Well, you know, if we outlaw hands to the face, it's illegal in football. I don't know why it's not illegal in wrestling.
I've seen several pokes in the eyes, too, this weekend.
I mean, it's one thing, you're doing a cross face or something like that, that's a different situation. But in neutral face-to-face wrestling, you smack a guy in the face. You know, like, sorry, that's not legal. That shouldn't be legal. It is legal. It shouldn't be.
You see a lot of it, though, without a doubt.
Smacking foreheads and that. Like, that's not wrestling. At least that's my opinion. Consolation at 107, Dominic Nardoza of Altoona. 2-0 lead over Bryce Thomas of Moon. Thomas trying to find a way to rally and square the match. Andrew Alexander now up 6-2 on Michael Johnson of West Allegheny. They are about 25 seconds left in their second period. Alexander with a couple of takedowns. Front package work by Johnson, trying to spin, grabs the near ankle, but can't clear the right arm, and Alexander in much better position as Johnson loses the ankle, and Alexander down on the leg again, looking for a loose arm, trying to get to the other ankle as well. Johnson with a loose whizzer in on with the left arm. Alexander pulling him back in, but couldn't finish that inbound. 6-2 after two.
McGarity with an escape to begin the second period. He leads Rehack 1-0.
Bryce Thomas of Moon with a near fall situation on Dominic Nardoza. Thomas trying to rally here in this third period. He's going to get four near falls if he doesn't get the pin.
Tommy Gratz of Connellsville, Bo Fennec of Franklin Regional tied at 2 on their feet. 30 seconds left, third period. That's a consolation of 107. 1 minute left for McGarity in the second period, trying to drag by. He's going to get behind Rehack, and he'll get the takedown and go up 4-0.
Escape for Alexander. Takedown attempt. Here comes Michael Johnson again, but he just can't clear. Four near falls for Bryce Thomas of Moon, and now just seconds remaining. Bryce Thomas is going to advance into the next consolation round with a 7-2 win. Consolations at 107.
We're going to head to overtime between Fennec and Gratz. Tied at 2. McGarity riding. Final 10 seconds of the second period, leading Rehack 4-0. Looks like we might get a Tech fall, 114.
We will. Kapusta, 21-3 is going to be the final.
4:27 the time. Gretz of Connellsville, a takedown in overtime, will defeat Bo Fennec and Fournier Falls as well. He'll win 9-2 at 19 seconds of overtime. Tommy Gretz of Connellsville, your winner. Start of the third period, McGarity and Rehack wrestling neutral. McGarity leading 4-0.
Another takedown for Alexander. Michael Johnson now called for stalling. Just seconds remaining in that match. Michael Johnson going to drop to the consolation brackets.
Nice dump there by Rehack, but McGarity able to adjust. Still a minute and a half to go in the third.
Alexander, 12-5 winner over Johnson. Alexander out of Mifflin County. Johnson of West Allegheny will drop down, and he will wrestle. If we go straight down in this bracket, he'll wrestle Thomas of Moon for positioning.
Zach Franks of Connellsville, Colton Klippa of Norwin, consolation of 114 underway. Rehack in on a shot, on a double on McGarity. He's going to take him down, makes it 4-3. McGarity for a brief moment was going towards his back, but able to adjust and able to get back to his base. It's now 4-3, McGarity out in front. Luke Rehack wants to let him go. McGarity just keeps holding on to that ankle. Now Rehack thinking, hey, I'm going to try to tilt you instead here. McGarity keep holding on to that leg, trying to get time off the clock. And then we get a stalemate with 27 seconds left.
Braden Weaver of Altoona, Nolan Rice of Connellsville, 121-pound semifinal. They are scoreless. Halfway through the first, Leo Joseph of Greater Latrobe, Luke DeSantis of Penn Trafford.
20 seconds ago, escape given to McGarity. McGarity's lead now 5-3. Rehack jumps over top, and for a moment looked like he was going to get behind McGarity, but McGarity able to turn and face. In on the leg, but they go out of bounds with 9 seconds left. McGarity holding on to a 5-3 lead.
Leo Joseph of Latrobe with a takedown on DeSantis.
McGarity hit with a stalling call. Now he'll dive down on the leg of Rehack. Final seconds coming off, and McGarity of Peters Township into the finals with a 5-3 victory.
More from the PIAA 3A West Regional on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, here to invite you to become a member of our chapter and help celebrate the stories of these outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams. For just $10, you'll have the opportunity to vote for respected athletes, coaches, and teams of yesteryear as we recognize these sports figures for their contributions to our rich athletic tradition. We're the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve, you have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
107-pound bracket, McGarity of Peters Township, Alexander of Mifflin County in the final. Consolation semis, Gretz of Connellsville will wrestle Rehack of Thomas Jefferson, Thomas of Moon, Johnson of West Allegheny.
That guarantees a day payout four. 114 pounds, Mateo Gallegos of Dubois, Dylan Barrett of Penn Trafford. 30 seconds to go in the first period. They are scoreless. As Gallegos trying to pull Barrett back in on the edge of the mat, looking for a takedown. Braden Weaver of Altoona at 121 pounds, leading Nolan Rice of Connellsville 5-0, 30 seconds to go in the second period, and there's that takedown for Gallegos to go up 3-0.
Joseph of Latrobe up at 121, leading DeSantis of Penn Trafford. It's 5-0, and they're going to try to start the third period, but they have injury stoppage.
Zach Franks of Connellsville, consolation of 114, leading Colton Klippa of Norwin 4-1. They're wrestling neutral in the third.
Gavin Heverly of Central Mountain, Cale Davis of State College tied at 1. They are late in regulation and going to overtime there. Only a maybe third overtime match of the day so far. My memory tells me we used to go to overtime a lot more often.
Yeah, I definitely would agree with that. Still a lot of wrestling left, though, today. It should be tighter, more tightly contested matchups going forward.
Heverly trying to get a bar in, but he's got his own leg in an awkward position. Cale Davis of State College in trouble here in the sudden victory period, and the officials just sitting on it. I mean, Davis' shoulders are well exposed, and boy, if this was control awarded, we'd have back count all done. And the referee looks to the assistant, and the takedown is not awarded, and now going to call a stalemate. The Central Mountain coaches just cannot believe it, but you know, the situation didn't change. I don't care how much more the clock ran. It was either a takedown when the situation started or it's never a takedown, and that's what the ruling was. So they go to the tiebreaker periods. Creighton Weaver of Altoona leading Nolan Rice of Connellsville 6-0 early third. Joseph of Latrobe leading DeSantis of Penn Trafford 5-0 late third period. That's 121 semis.
114 semi, Gallegos of Dubois leading Barrett of Penn Trafford 4-0. And consolations at 114, Zach Franks of Connellsville leading Colton Klippa of Norwin 6-5. They got 15 seconds to go. Desperation move by Klippa. Franks close to getting a takedown. Final seconds of that one, and it's going to be a 6-5 win for Zach Franks of Connellsville.
Overtime, Heverly with an escape in his 32nd period on the bottom. Now it'll be Davis on the bottom. And 8-0 win for Leo Joseph of Latrobe in the 121-pound semifinals. And now an escape for Cale Davis, and we're about 8 seconds away from an ultimate tiebreaker. First one of the day.
Michael Warson of Fox Chapel, Colin Bauman of Central Mountain getting underway. It's consolation at 121. Gallegos of Dubois leading 4-0 after 2 over Barrett of Penn Trafford. Barrett will go on the bottom. Nolan Rice of Connellsville has 22 seconds remaining in the third. Trails Braden Weaver of Altoona 10-0. He'll get an escape, make it 10-1.
We have semifinals at 114, 121, and 133 on these three mats. It's going to be Nico Fennell of Indiana and Cale Yannick of Moon. Ultimate tiebreaker has 20 seconds left. Davis on the bottom for this third extra tiebreaker period.
Morrison of Fox Chapel is going to take Bauman to his back. And there's the win for Braden Weaver, 10-1 in the semis at 121. And how about the fall for Warson of Fox Chapel? 56 seconds, time of the fall.
And they're going to move the ultimate tiebreaker clock down. They're going to set it at 14 seconds. I'm not sure how we got that, but.
How about the story for Michael Warson? He was the eighth place finisher in District 7. Got the spot because of a District 8 wrestler not able to go. And so WPL gets to send an extra wrestler. Now he's in the top six in this tournament.
Nico Finella of Indiana by fall over Kale Yannick of Moon in 49 seconds. Ultimate tiebreaker and getting free with a last second sprint away from Heverly is Kale Davis. Davis of State College, a 3-2 winner.
Dom Canale of Trinity getting underway against Dalton Wenner of Cranberry. That's a semifinal at 127. Dylan Barrett of Penn Trafford, 30 seconds to go. Third period still trailing Gallegos of Dubois 4-0. A pair of Big Macs on the mat as well.
Gianna Gardner of Canada McMillan set to take on Ben Fuller of Meadville.
Takedown on the edge of the mat for Wenner of Cranberry on Canale. He's going to have a 3-0 lead.
And that Gallegos Barrett match.
It goes final. Gallegos a 4-0 winner.
That'll end 114 pounds. Check on the two Big Macs, and now Dom Canale as well. Dom Canale of Trinity taken down by Dalton Wenner of Cranberry in their first period, semis at 127. Luke Willichell of Latrobe, Collier Hartman of Canada McMillan are scoreless a minute into their first period, though Hartman in some peril here. Willichell just trying to sit back, reach back, and trap Hartman there. And there's that stalemate call.
Wow. You're close to a fall there.
Yeah, I don't like the subjectivity of the stalemate rules. Gianna Gardner of Canada McMillan, Ben Filler of Meadville. Going to go to their second period scoreless. Mickey Ruane of Franklin Regional, Aiden Coons of Central Mountain are 3-1 early second period. Ruane leading.
Another takedown on the edge of the mat for Dalton Wenner of Cranberry. He's leading Canale 6-1. Santino Sloboda of Butler underway. A takedown on Wyatt Long of Bellefonte. He leads 3-0.
Next round pairings at 114. Capusta of Hempfield. Gallegos of Dubois in the championship. Consolation matchups have... Franks of Connellsville, Colangelo of Franklin Regional in one match, and Davis of State College against Barrett of Penn Trafford in the other.
Mikey Ruane of Franklin Regional leading Aiden Coons of Central Mountain 3-1, but a takedown for Coons. He's now up 4-3. Consolation at 127. Wenner able to ride Canale for the rest of that first period. Canale will go on to bottom for the second, trailing 6-1.
Two takedowns in that period for Dalton Wenner. Willichell with the takedown in the first to lead Hartman 3-0. They go to the second period. Gianna Gardner scoreless in his second period consolations at 121.
Escape for Canale, and right away he took a shot, and Wenner just able to spin around behind. So now 9-2 lead for Wenner. Sloboda of Butler gets a second takedown in this first period. He leads 6-1. 120 to go, second period. Canale of Trinity on the bottom. flattened out right now and trailing 9-2.
Gardner and Fuller back into consolation action. Second period still scoreless. Hartman wrestling neutral with Willichell. 3-0 lead for Willichell. Tried an ankle pick, but Hartman able to fight that off. And then Hartman trying to get to a leg, now trying to roll all the way through, coming out the back door. Willichell trying to hook at the leg right there. And, boy, when he puts Hartman belly down, Willichell gets the takedown out of it. He has an arm bar in using his left leg.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah, nobody's going anywhere out of that. That's a stalemate.
Canale on the bottom, 30 seconds left, second period, trailing 9-2. Reversal to start the second period for Sloboda. He's up 8-1. Stalling call on Canale.
Gardner and Fuller are scoreless halfway through their second period. Consolation's at 121.
End of two, a 9-2 lead for winner of Cranberry. He's got choice to begin the third period. And he's going to go on top. Sloboda of Butler takes long to Belafonte to his back, looking for a fall. Winner able to break Canale down, now throws a leg in.
Gardner and Fuller find the edge of the mat again. The boundary rules haven't changed the progress of that match at all, believe me. This is not one of those ones that goes 2 minutes without a stoppage whistle. Stand up by Fuller. Gardner around the waist, dumps him back into the mat. Trying to get a leg to go up over the shoulders with the head, and Fuller works his way to his feet and gets an escape. Gardner was bent on getting to that cradle, and he just lost control. Now takes a great shot, but sprawling back is Fuller to try to fight it off. Tilt attempt by Willichell, he leads 6-0, and he and Hartman find their way to the edge with a minute remaining.
Stalling call on Canale. Escape or a penalty point awarded to Wenner. It's now 10-2. Sloboda Butler up 12-1. Now make it 15-1, and going to give an escape, make it 15-2. And the final seconds, and the consolations at 127. Coons of Central Mountain will defeat Ruane of Franklin Regional, 11-3. Coons, 11-3. Final 10 seconds for Canale of Trinity. Has been unable to move underneath. And it's going to be Dalton Wenner of Cranberry, your winner in the semis at 127, 10-2. And Sloboda of Butler, the other semi, 18-2 win at 4 minutes and 38 seconds.
Santino Sloboda undefeated. 44 wins on the campaign. Long of Belfont drops into this consolation round.
Quick takedown for Dom Ferraro, Pine Richland on TJ Allison of Trinity. Seconds in, Ferraro takes a 3-0 lead.
Ben Fuller of Meadville leads Gianno Gardner of Cannon McMillan 1-0. Wrestling neutral here in the third, and now Gardner gets cradled up but came all the way around. And now I don't even know what to call this situation nowadays. It's almost a funk, but it's not a funk. And now maybe a little more of one. But Fuller not in a great way. He's laying on his side and ends up spinning around and getting a takedown to go up 4-0. Huge points in this bout. elimination bout at 121 pounds.
Kai Vioma of Connellsville is going to get a takedown on Camden Everly of Mifflin County. Semi at 139. Vioma leads 3-0. A second takedown for Dom Ferraro of Pine Richland. He leads Allison Trinity 6-1.
Seconds to go for Giano Gardner. Down 4-2 with a reversal here, but finds his way to the edge of the mat, and good job by Fuller to stay in and milk the clock. What is that guy sitting in the middle doing?
It's Mark Billett.
Oh, yes, it is.
Taking pictures. Consolation at 133. Chase Smith of Franklin Regional leads Gus Stedford of North Allegheny 1-0. Allison of Trinity on the bottom, trailing 6-1 to Ferraro of Pine Richland. 24 seconds to go in the first.
Out of bounds go Hartman and Fuller. No takedown that would have tied the match. 20 seconds to go. Scramble at the edge and to end up out of bounds, and injury time running for Fuller, who hit just off the edge of the mat onto the basketball floor.
And a 1-6-1 lead for Ferraro of Pine Richland, and Allison with Choi Sogo on the bottom for the second. Kai Vioma of Connellsville leads 7-0 at the end of one. Wrestling neutral here in the second period.
Stop the injury clock. Ben Fuller with a 5-2 lead, but now they haven't stopped it yet. Problem with his right shoulder.
Escape for Allison. Takedown Ferraro. Cradles up Allison, and he's going to get the fall. Ferraro by fall at 2 minutes and 19 seconds. It's off semifinal round for the Hillers.
Indeed.
Kai Vioma of Connellsville up 7-0.
Final second, stalling call against Ben Fuller, running away from Giano Gardner out of bounds. And another stalling call, penalty point awarded, make it 5-3. Now if Gardner can get a takedown, he would win the match. And he dumps Fuller to his knees, but can't finish it off. And Giano Gardner's season comes to an end as Ben Fuller scores a 5-3 win to advance.
Yeah, Fuller's really hurting there. He's had no other choice but to back up. Makes you wonder how he's going to go next round, holding that right elbow.
Fuller, District 10 champion, does not want to go away. And who would? Well, more from the PIAA 3A Wrestling Regional on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net in just a moment.
Go Indians, go! Monarch Student Transportation is proud to support West Allegheny Wrestling. Monarch's primary goal is safe transportation with top-of-the-line equipment and the best drivers in the business. Monarch provides the highest quality transportation available, building on a tradition of safety and excellence. Monarch takes great pride in the schools and communities they serve. Monarch Student Transportation is now hiring. Call 888-317-4144 or online at monarchtrans.com.
At Waynesburg University, growth means profound transformation as you connect faith, learning, and serving in your life. Here, you'll test yourself, make lifelong friends, provide hope to those in need, and become a leader. As you grow, you'll discover a faculty invested in you, peers inspired by service, and a university commitment to making your investment one of the most valuable in the country. Learn more at waynesburg.edu.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, mccrackenpharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Next round of action at 121, Weaver of Altoona and Joseph of Latrobe will wrestle for the championship. It'll be Worson of Fox Chapel, Rice of Connellsville in one consolation bout, and Fuller of Meadville, DeSantis of Penn Trafford in another. We're almost finished with 127, but the Carter Putt and Declan Barr match got held up by that Fuller and Gardner match.
And you're seeing the semifinals be well ahead of these consolations to this point. Mention these consolations are going to be just as good to watch because they're battles where seasons are ending here in this round. Go around the horn here. Evan Petrovich of Connellsville, semi at 152. He leads James Whitbread of State College 6-2. His teammate Kai Vielma at 139 in the semis, leading Camden Everly of Mifflin County 8-0. They got about 30 seconds to go in the third.
Dalton Perry of Central Mountain, 4-0 lead on Case Chop of Butler. Their third period action, 145-pound semis. So we have semis at 39, 45, and 52. Consolations back at 27 and 33. Five mats, five weight classes.
One at 133 is Gus Dedeford of North Allegheny taking on Shea Smith of Franklin Regional. 40 seconds left, third period. They are tied at one.
Final seconds of the Vielma match with Everly and Kai Vielma of Connellsville, an 8-1, 8-0 winner at 139 pounds. Again, 8-0 for Vielma of Connellsville.
Stedifer trying to spin around behind. 8 seconds left. Looking to try to finish. And it looks like he's not going to be able as Smith holds on to a leg. We're headed to overtime at 133 pounds.
Halfway through the second period, consolations at 127. Putt of Indiana, Declan of Barr still scoreless. And Matt Five dragging behind. Need a couple of pinsters over there. Get action caught back up. Andrew Gall of Bellefonte, Ramil Islamov of Baldwin, semifinals at 145, underway on mat two. Perry of Central Mountain leading Kopp of Butler, late third period, semis at 145, 4-0 lead for Perry.
Petrovich of Connellsville will go on the bottom for the third period, leading 6-2. We do have a stoppage in the overtime bout due to blood for Chase Smith. So he'll get cleaned up. Dalton Perry a winner, 7-0 over Case Chop of Butler at 145. Carter Putt of Indiana not able to get out from Declan Barr in that second period. So it's scoreless going into the third. Overtime underway between Stedeford and Smith. Shot in by Smith. Stedeford able to hip him down, and he's going to get the takedown. Stedeford of North Allegheny, 4-1. That's 16 seconds of overtime.
It is a strong third period to beat Snatchco just to get to this match.
And he didn't have his best three-pail tournament, so he's bounced back in a big way here in the regional.
And now, one win away from going to Hershey.
Yep.
And has two chances to get it. Ezra Swisher of Bellefonte, taken down by Thomas Jefferson's Maddox Shaw. 3-0 Shaw escaped to Swisher. And Shaw working a front tie-up, underhook now. Trying to block the chin to go with that.
Romeo Islamov, a fall at 1 minute and 35 seconds. From Baldwin, He'll advance to the final.
And you said 135, right?
Yes.
Thank you.
Petrovic of Connellsville up 8-5 on Whitbread Estate College. 110 to go in the third period. Lonzi Vioma of Connellsville getting underway against Noah Weaver of Belafont. He gets the opening takedown to go up 3-0.
Minute to go in the third. Consolations at 127. Bar of Altoona leading putt of Indiana 1-0. The Elma of Connellsville takedown. Weaver Belfont with the escape.
Whitbread. Sorry, Bob.
Go for it.
Takedown, and he puts Petrovic in the of Connellsville in a cradle on his back, and he's going to get the fall. Whitbread of State College, who is trailing the entire match, is going to win by fall at 5 minutes and 27 seconds.
And Maddox Shaw turns Ezra Swisher over again, 143 to get the fall at 152 pounds. So the semifinalist at 52 within seconds of one another getting falls. This one time 143, Maddox Shaw, Thomas Jefferson.
Braden White of Thomas Jefferson, Luke Sipes of Altoona getting underway. It's a semi at 160. The other semi, Lonzi Vioma of Connellsville, leading 6-1, 45 seconds to go in the first.
And meanwhile, back at the ranch at 127, still wrestling consolations, four weight classes back. And they're going to go 1-1 to sudden victory.
133 consolation, Nicholas Barina of State College leading Jake Noble of Mifflin County 3-0, 115 to go in the second there. Takedown for Sipes of Altoona, he leads White 3-0.
Clear up to 172 pounds now in the semifinals. Mario Hutcherson of Kiski, Asher Cunningham of State College, they're just underway. Lonzi Vioma, 6-1 lead over Noah Weaver of Belfont to start the second. Sudden victory bout, or period, underway. Putt of Indiana, bar of Altoona. They find their way to the boundary in a stalling call against Noah Weaver, or excuse me, against Carter Putt. Bar just drives in. He's just doing nothing more but overpowering Putt and forcing him backwards. And now a little spin move right at the edge, and he'll get a fresh start.
Escape for White of Thomas Jefferson. He trails Sipes of Altoona 3-1. Wrestling on their feet. 30 seconds left in the opening period.
Comes a roll for Declan Barr late, and the takedown is awarded. And Declan Barr going to win it 4. No back points awarded, so 4-1. Barr closes out the 127-pound third consolation round. 4-1 at overtime.
3-1 at the end of one for Sipes of Altoona on White of Thomas Jefferson. Bioma of Connellsville, leading Weaver of Belafont, 6-1, 50 seconds to go in the second.
Next round at 127, Sloboda of Butler, Wenner of Cranberry for the championship. It'll be Barr of Altoona, Long of Belafont in one consolation, and Coons of Central Mountain, Canale of Trinity in the other. It's at 127 pounds. Talamazenko of South Fayette underway with Dayton Soto of Bell Vernon. Consolations at 139. Asher Cunningham of State College with a 7-0 lead. End of one on Mario Hutcherson.
And we're going to get a fall for Perenna of State College over Noble of Mifflin County at 133. That time, 3 minutes and 28 seconds.
And that'll wrap up 133. Next round of matchups, we'll have Fennell of Indiana and Willichell of Latrobe in the championship. Steadiford of North Allegheny against Yannick of Moon. Barenna of State College, Hartman of Canna McMillan in consolation bouts. Should give us 139 consolations on both mats 4 and 5. It does. Jordan Rutan of Punxsutawney, Gavin Simpoli of Altoona just underway. Takedown for Talamazenko of South Fayette in the first over Dayden Soto of Bell Vernon. Lead there 3-0. Cunningham of State College leading Hutcherson of Kiski 8-0. Early second, 172-pound semi. The other two mats have semifinals at 160. Luke Sipes of Altoona leading Braden White of Thomas Jefferson 4-1. And Lonzi Bielma of Connellsville up 12-2 on Noah Weaver of Bellefonte. Bielma of Connellsville with a 12-2 lead. 30 seconds gone in their third period. Halfway through the second, Cunningham of State College leading Hutcherson of Kiski. And has a near fall situation there. And now there's no more inbound contact. Four near falls. It's going to end the match at Tech Fall 15-0, 3:16 the time. Asher Cunningham into the finals at 152.
Four-one at the end of two. Sipes of Altoona leading White of Thomas Jefferson. White will go on the bottom for the third period. Just under a minute to go in the third period for Lonzi Vioma of Connellsville, leading 12-2 over Noah Weaver of Bellefonte.
Going to go clear up to 189 now. Jake Stevenson of Waynesburg underway with Kendall Hoare of Dubois. Stevenson's season was delayed by injury. And he rolls unbeaten into the West Region semifinals. Ties up both arms of Hoare. Can't find any leverage there, so abandons that effort.
And get a takedown for Sipes of Altoona. He leads White of Thomas Jefferson 7-2. Just about a minute to go in the third period. And Vioma of Connellsville at 160 will advance to the finals. He's going to defeat Weaver of Bellefonte. It's going to be a 15-2 score. 15-2 for Vioma. Simpoli of Altoona leading Rutan of Punxsutawney 4-0, a minute to go in the second period.
Talon Mazenko of South Fayette leading Dayton Soto of Bell Vernon 4-0. You mentioned Soto wrestling here in Pennsylvania after winning a Connecticut State Championship.
Yep.
And he is 2 minutes and now 3 points from seeing the season end shy of the state tournament. So work to be done, time in which to do it, but work to be done for Dayden Soto of Bell Vernon. Jake Stevenson scoreless with Kendall Hoare of Dubois. They have about 30 seconds to go in there first. Stevenson had a really good opportunity early where he had both of Hoare's arms tied up but couldn't get anywhere. And now Hoare just kind of shrugs Stevenson to the mat and potentially dangerous, going to stop the action without points.
And it's going to be a Luke Sipes victory at 160 pounds over Braden White of Thomas Jefferson. 10-3 the final. Sipes 10-3. Hunter Snyder of Latrobe underway against Avery Aranda of Mifflin County. 45 seconds in, they're scoreless. Bodie Marlowe of Thomas Jefferson about to get underway with Caleb Kinsey of Armstrong.
Mazenko leading 4-2 now with a minute 10 to go. Those two find their way out of bounds, and Stevenson and Hoare find their way out of time. Zanko with a minute to go with that 4-2 lead. That's clear back at 139 pounds in consolations. Yeah, we're wrestling three mats of semifinals. We'll go to all five mats with consolations here. It won't be too long.
That's right.
Escape for Jacob Stevenson and in deep on a leg, but now trying to answer is Kendall Hoare, and Stevenson driving in to try to put Hoare. Hoare gets behind Stevenson. Now Stevenson trying to fight his left leg free. And that, all of that scramble for these 189-pounders hasn't led to anything yet. And now a little dump move by Hoare. Whizzer can't stay in, and Stevenson gives up the takedown. Hoare takes a 3-1 lead. Love to see the big boys scramble.
Marlowe, Thomas, Jefferson, a pair of takedowns, lead 6-2, 45 seconds into the first.
Yep. Oftentimes this sport is referred to as schoolboy wrestling, but I always said 189 and 215 schoolman wrestling. And now Jacob Stevenson tilted over to his back by Kendall Hoare for near falls, and the margin's going to go quickly to 7-1 with 48 seconds to go in the second. Jacob Stevenson in a world of hurt now. Bout goes final. Talon Mazenko, a 4-3 winner in the consolations at 139. Eliminating Dayton Soto of Bell Vernon. We'll run that 39 bracket for you here momentarily. Hoare has Stevenson broken flat to the mat with 40 seconds to go in the second. Snyder of Latrobe, Arend of Mifflin County are scoreless. They're into their second. That's semis at 189. And Bodie Marlowe of Thomas Jefferson dominating Caleb Kinsey of Armstrong. Now 14-3, late first period there. 14-4, 10-point lead for Marlowe in this first. Stevenson gets to his feet, down 7-1, trying to find his way free. But the good hard ride on by Hoare will not allow Stevenson to get free. And then Hoare picks Stevenson up and sets him back into the mat. And they run out of time there in that period. Let me run 139. Next round, Kai Vielma of Connellsville and Dominic Ferraro of Pine Richland will wrestle for the championship. It'll be Mazenko of South Fayette, Everly of Mifflin County in one consolation. I don't think I'm quite ready for that. Did I get the Rutan? No, I don't have the Rutan. Thank you. Almost. Coming up here in a second.
Yeah, I got the final 5 seconds. Gavin Steampoli of Altoona. Looks like he will defeat Rutan of Punxsutawney. It's going to be 5-2 final.
And Steampoli will wrestle Allison, TJ Allison of Trinity, again Mazenko and Everly in that other matchup. Sorry, I jumped the gun there.
Bodie Marlowe, a Thomas Jefferson up 14-4 on Kinsey of Armstrong. A minute and a half to go in the second. Snyder of Latrobe trails 5-2. He'll be on the bottom for the third.
Kendall Hoare has dominated this match after Stevenson got in on that nice single. And looked like he might get the takedown out of it, but Hoare has exploded for 11 points from there to lead 11-1 with a minute 5 to go in the third. Ethan Higgins of Bethel Park with a takedown against Elijah Elsher of Brashear. Not a lot of City League wrestlers left. And Elsher was in trouble in his match and roared back to get a win. And he eliminated Mason Calgaro.
Yeah, Elsher probably the best City League wrestler this season.
Jacoby Thompson of Meadville, Max Feierstein of Franklin Regional. They're scoreless in their first period. A little scramble action going on there.
Marlowe of Thomas Jefferson, 18-4, giving escape to make it 18-5. Takedown here. We'll give him a tech fall, and he will get it 21-5, and that's a 3 minutes and 21 seconds.
Jacob Stevenson just having trouble getting anything going on the bottom against Kendall Hoare. Clock is down to 20 seconds. I mean, they've been on the mat. I mean, in the middle. This is one of those whistle to start, and the horn's going to sound to end this one. Dominant performance after that little scramble by Kendall Hoare of DuBois, and he will win it a major decision 11-1 up at 189 pounds.
30 seconds remain for Hunter Snyder of Latrobe, wrestling on his feet. Trailing 5-3. Trailing to a round of Mifflin County. Opening takedown for Roman Thompson. Escape for Cooper Roskowski, 3-1. Shot in by Snyder, out of bounds with 7 seconds left. At least I thought they had a takedown and an escape, but no points on the board for Thompson and Roskowski, so perhaps missed that, but there is the final. Avery Aranda of Mifflin County, 5-3 over Hunter Snyder of Latrobe at 189 pounds. There are the points, so Thompson's lead 3-1.
And you said Aran 5-3, correct?
Correct. Firestein of Franklin Regional, consolation of 145, leading 1-0 on Thompson of Meadville.
We should be at 215 and 285 in semifinals. Roman Thompson of Central Catholic up 3-1 on Roskowski. Elijah Brown, Bell Vernon, Jake Conroy of Ringgold. Where have I heard of this match before? There have been a couple of real scrambles, but Brown was dominant, I think, the last time they met. Maybe Tech fought.
He teched him, yeah. Conroy beat him the first time, and Brown teched him.
Shep Turk of Thomas Jefferson turns Brady McConaughey of North Allegheny to his back and sticks him in a minute and 16 seconds. 1:16 time of the fall for Shep Turk at 285 pounds over Brady McConaughey of North Allegheny.
Three-one lead for Thompson of Central Catholic as the final seconds coming off in this opening period. Still no score between Brown and Conroy.
Philip Rerick of Armstrong and Peyton Kearns of Mifflin County up now in 285-pound semifinal. And that'll be the last of the semifinals. Ethan Higgins of Bethel Park leading Elijah Elser of Brashear. And now a fall. 3:58 for Higgins. Pinning Elser. Again, 3:58 time of the fall.
Takedown for Thompson. Or excuse me, a reversal for Thompson. He leads Firestein 2-1. Now an escape for Firestein. It's 2-2. Minute and a half to go in the third. Thompson with an escape, and now a shot in on Roskowski, but Roskowski able to get Thompson off the leg.
Darius McMillan of Peters Township, Griffin Reed of North Allegheny, 152-pound consolations now underway. Reed with a good low single shot, McMillan scrambling to try to get his leg it back out from underneath the body of Reed. McMillan muscles Reed over onto his side, and they end up in a little roll, and neither's gotten control, neither's gotten free, and they're going to find their way out of bounds.
Scoreless at the end of one are Brown and Conroy. Brown will go on the bottom for the second period.
Yeah, what a twist, you know. Conroy wins the first. Brown texts him the next time they meet. And now here they go to the second scoreless.
And this 215-pound weight has just been crazy, too, because Roskowski beat Thompson in the section tournament. And Roskowski beats Conroy. Brown beats Roskowski. Thompson over Conroy. But these are the best four 215-pounders in the state of Pennsylvania. And they were battling in the sections and the Whippeo, and now the regional tournament here in the semifinals.
And guess what?
Still got another week to go. So these four are getting very familiar with one another.
Out of bounds go Kearns of Mifflin County and Rerick of Armstrong, still scoreless in their first. McMillan of Peters, Reed of North Allegheny will go scoreless to their second period in consolations.
Injury time going for Thompson right now. 2-2 between Thompson of Meadville, Firestein of Franklin Regional, and they're headed to overtime. That's a consolation at 145.
And I think that injury time, though, was a contact lens issue. So,
yeah, and that's where the referee at first didn't call injury time, and then I think after seeing it was a little more complex, he was like, hey, I got to give this injury time.
Yeah. Well, and once you get charged with it, you might as well take a little bit of it anyway.
Right.
Get a little sip of water. I mean, the rules say you can, so might as well. Conroy and Brown, more than halfway through their second. Elijah Brown of Bell Vernon with the only point of the match, an escape early in this second period. McMillan of Peters Township, escape and takedown here in the second on Griffin Reed of North Allegheny. McMillan leads there 4-0. Peters Township having themselves a year. Football again, outstanding season. Girls basketball knocking off three-time defending champion South Fayette last night. And the Peters Township boys go at it tonight.
Firestein of Franklin Regional with a takedown, and he'll get the fall in overtime. So time of that fall will be 5:52. The Firestein at 145 will advance.
Wrap up 145. Perry of Central Mountain, Islamov of Baldwin for the championship. Consolation next round will be Higgins of Bethel Park, Chop of Butler, and Firestein of Franklin Regional against Gall of Bellefonte.
Roskowski of Kiski area, a takedown late on the edge of the mat. Two referees had to talk about it. They do award the takedown, and then an escape given to Roskowski in to start the third period. So Roskowski, who was trailing 4-1, now leads 5-4.
Right after this Roskowski and Thompson bout, we're going to grab a quick break and run right back around. We have Darius McMillan 2 minutes to go, leading Reed of North Allegheny 4-0.
Conroy of Ringgold trails 1-0, wisely chooses neutral as his choice. That's where Brown got his points in that Tech fall. He's very tough on top. So after getting that opening takedown, he was able to just continue to turn Conroy over. So Conroy staying on his feet with Brown. Luke Dunlap of South Fayette, Cole Gibbons of Mount Lebanon. They are scoreless at the end of one. That's a consolation at 152.
Griffin Reed gets behind Darius McMillan after an escape. Now a takedown, and that match has gone from 4-0 to 4-4 with a minute 20 remaining. Consolation bout of 152. Luke Dunlap of South Fayette, Cole Gibbons of Mount Lebanon. They're into their second period. Consolation's at 52. They are scoreless. Now an escape given to McMillan. He leads 5-4. Reed wants to work neutral. Brown and Conroy still 1-0. Elijah Brown of Bell Vernon. 50 seconds remaining.
Gibbons of Mount Lebanon gets an escape to begin the second. Takedown for Roskowski of Kiski area. He leads 8-4.
Takedown for Griffin Reed of North Allegheny. His second here in the third period. McMillan tried to headlock Reed underneath but couldn't finish that. Takedown for Elijah Brown of Bell Vernon. He's up 4-0 now on Jake Conroy.
Roskowski will win over Thompson 8-4.
Scramble. McMillan trying to sit out. 40 seconds, 45 seconds to go, but Reed picks him up and takes him right back to the mat. Brown rides Conroy to the end of the bout, and this one 4-0 for Elijah Brown over Jake Conroy.
1-0 lead for Cole Gibbons of Mount Lebanon on Luke Dunlap of South Fayette. 35 seconds to go in the second. Brock Evans of Waynesburg, Rook Smith of Montour. Consolation of 160 about to get underway.
Escape for Darius McMillan to pull to within 7-6.
Liam Costa of Moon, Christian Lowther of Ringgold about to get underway.
Takedown for McMillan. He's now up 9-7. 20 seconds to go. He picks Reed up and takes him into the mat. The two tumbling out of bounds. And now we're consolations everywhere except mat number three, which has the 285-pound Rerick and Kearns match that is late third period. 1-0 lead for Peyton Kearns of Mifflin County. Those two end up out of bounds. Just 2 seconds remain. 1-0 lead for Kearns. And the whistle will blow and the match will end. And Kearns of Mifflin County, a 1-0 win.
Darius McMillan will win his bout as well. 9-7 over Griffin Reed.
All right, so we're complete at 145. We'll get you that rundown and more action when we come back on the greensports.net and WJPA Sports Network coverage of the PIAA 3A West Regional at Cannon McMillan.
For over 50 years, Sarah's Candies has proudly supported WPIAL Wrestling, helping local teams and organizations thrive. With easy and delicious fundraising programs, groups large and small can reach their goals one sweet treat at a time. Start your fundraiser today with Sarah's Candies. Call 1-800-255-7771 or visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com. Make your next fundraiser a sweet success. Sarah's Candies, raising funds, sharing smiles.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
All right, the rest of this consolation round, we'll get. This is when things get crazy because they got matches everywhere in different weight classes. Here we go. Brock Evans of Waynesburg, Rook Smith of Montour, 160 pounds. Second period, Smith leads 6-2. Liam Costa of Moon leads Christian Lowther of Ringgold 1-0. A minute to go in their second period. That's at 160. Back at 152, Cole Gibbons of Mount Lebanon, Luke Dunlap of South Fayette tied at 1. And now a takedown for Dunlap right at the edge of the mat, and he's going to win it by a 4-1 score. That's back at 152. Again, 4-1 Dunlap. That'll wrap up that weight class. Let me set those next round of pairings for you. Finals at 152, Shaw of Thomas Jefferson, Whitbread of State College for the championship. Consolation round coming up. McMillan of Peters Township, Swisher of Bellefonte, Dunlap of South Fayette, Petrovich of Connellsville.
You still owe 145 as well?
Do I owe that? I thought I did that, but we'll run it anyway. Perry of Central Mountain, Islamov of Baldwin in the championship, Higgins of Bethel Park, Chop of Butler in one consolation, Firestein of Franklin Regional and Gall of Bellefonte in the other.
6-2 lead for Rook Smith of Montour. Third period, Evans on the bottom. Trying to get out from underneath of Smith. Liam Costa of Moon leading Christian Lowther of Ringgold 4-0 after two. Looks like Lowther will be on the bottom for the third.
And just a note, coaches meeting this morning, they did announce that they'll hold that fourth consolation round to 12:30. So we end up with a little bit of a break here. But we're at 60, 72, and 89. So moving now with due diligence through this round of consolations. Let's run the gamut here. 160 pounds. Rook Smith of Montour leads Brock Evans of Waynesburg 6-2. We'll stick with that match. Liam Costa of Moon up 4-0 on Christian Lowther of Ringgold. They're in the third period. 189 pounds. I have Zach LeBrier of Thomas Jefferson leading Mark Gray of Kiski 3-2 in the second. 172, Mac Miller of Pine Richland, Carter Morbay of North Hills, just about set to get started. And Jackson Long of Bellefonte, Aiden Solomon of Canada McMillan are scoreless as they come to the end of their second period.
Wrestling neutral are Evans and Smith, and Smith's going to get a takedown and take Brock Evans to his back. 9-3 with the takedown, and Smith will get four near falls if he does not get the fall. And time running out for Brock Evans of Waynesburg.
Aiden Solomon goes scoreless to his third period. Wrestling neutral with Jackson Long, and there is the fall for Rook Smith, 450.
That'll end the season for Brock Evans. Christian Lowther of Ringgold now down 5-4, 26 seconds left, third period, wrestling on his feet with Liam Costa of Moon.
Long of Bellefonte and Solomon were not neutral, but they are now. Long with an escape. Let's pick up the end of the Lowther-Costa bout.
Down to under 20 seconds remaining. Lowther trying to push into Costa. Takes a look at the clock. Stalling call on Costa. His first shot in from Lowther. Trying to work up the body. Driving in. Needs to try to stay in bounds. He cannot. 4 seconds left.
Ringgold coach is one and intentionally fleeing the mat call. And, boy, that is the rarest of calls in high school wrestling.
It's got to be pretty blatant that's the case. It's a 5-4 win for Liam Costa of Moon.
Now complete 160. Back over to Aiden Solomon, trailing 1-0 with a minute 8 to go in the third. They're back into action. Zach LeBrier of Thomas Jefferson trails Mark Gray of Kiski 9-5 with the 45 seconds to go in his third period. They're wrestling neutral, make it 10-5 Gray. And now takedown and pin. LeBrier tried to hit a toss and ended up slipping off, went to his back, and 4:28 the time of the fall. In the I'll find that one here in a second. That's at 189. So on the other side of this sheet, so Gray. What time did I say?
4:28.
4:28. Gray of Kiski pinning LeBrier of Thomas Jefferson.
Roan Tustin of Waynesburg, a quick takedown on Carter Wilson of Dubois. He's up 3-1.
Aiden Solomon picks up a point here in wrestling neutral still, so he's tied the match with that escape. Solomon and Long will go to sudden victory, tied at one. Braden Collins of Canada McMillan with a takedown against Sage Burkett of Punxsutawney. That tapping on the wall was me trying to get the Punxsutawney fan to hunker down a little bit. It's a big gym. You don't have to stand right in front of the broadcast booth.
That's right.
Started the after the takedown for Collins, escape for Burkett, wrestling neutral now. Overtime, Solomon and Long working neutral. 30 seconds to go in a sudden victory.
Carter Morvay trailing of North Hills, trailing Mac Miller of Pine Richland, 1-0, wrestling neutral in the third. 1:20 left in that third period.
Roan Tustin of Waynesburg up 3-1. Early second period against Carter Wilson of Dubois and Riding. Collins, after giving up that escape, gets another takedown. He's up now 6-1. Solomon and Long look headed for the tiebreaker periods. They will go that direction. Square up at 1. Like here, Davis of Altoona, Bryce Brungard of Central Mountain, 1-0 Brungard leads there. That's at 189. Mac Miller of Pine Richland leading Carter Morvay of North Hills, 1-0. That's Constellations at 172. Same weight class for Solomon and Long. First 30-second period, Long on the bottom. Spiral ride by Solomon, trying to keep him on the bottom. Now elevates the hips, gets around behind, long to his feet. Solomon picks him up partway, can't get him all the way, and now steps behind and trips him back into the mat. Good top work there by Aiden Solomon. 6-1 lead, second period. Braden Collins of Canada McMillan over Sage Burkett of Punxsutawney.
An escape for Carter Wilson of Dubois. Roan Tustin's lead now 3-2. 30 seconds left, second period. They're wrestling neutral. Going to get a stalling call on Mac Miller of Pine Richland, holding a 1-0 lead with 20 seconds left in the third.
Late roll for Jackson Long of Bellefonte. Got to his feet and gets an escape with just 3 seconds to go in the first tiebreaker period.
In on a shot is Wilson, trying to hip over was Tustin, but Wilson will get the takedown and take a 5-3 lead. Mac Miller of Pine Richland will hold on to defeat Morvay 1-0. Miller, a 1-0 winner.
Second tiebreaker period underway. Aiden Solomon trailing 2-1. Tight waist has him tied up. 10 seconds remaining. Solomon to his feet, trying to turn back in against Long, and now sits back on Long, and Long may have his hands locked. And the time is going to run out. No locked hands call. So 2-1, Jackson Long of Bellefonte eliminates Aiden Solomon of Canada McMillan in double overtime.
Start of the third period, Tustin on the bottom. He's trailing 5-3. Brungard of Central Mountain leading Davis of Altoona 4-0, a minute to go in the third period.
Braden Collins of Canamac up 6-1 with 30 seconds to go in the second. Wrestling neutral here in this second period. Cam Dana of West Allegheny. Owen Rush of Canada McMillan now up on mat number 5. That's at 285 pounds.
Tustin is going to turn over on Wilson, pick up a reversal, tie the match at 5.
Dan of West Allegheny takes down Owen Rush and pins him. The fall comes in 23 seconds. Dana of West Allegheny pinning Owen Rush of Canada McMillan.
D'Angelo Hamilton of Fox Chapel. Noah, Lucarelli of Cranberry. Going to be scoreless at the end of one.
Roan Tustin of Waynesburg. Carter Wilson of Dubois. Still 5-5. 40 seconds remaining in this bout at regulation anyway. And now a roll attempt by Wilson. Tustin tried to stick him in the middle of it. Tustin's not in great shape here, but still able to keep control, and now sits down on an arm, avoids the leverage, and here comes Wilson driving into Tustin. Reversal with 15 seconds to go. It's 7-5, Carter Wilson of Dubois. And Roan Tustin running out of time, just 5 seconds remaining, and that's going to be it. Carter Wilson of Dubois is going to win it 7-5 and eliminate Roan Tustin.
An escape for Hamilton of Fox Chapel. He'll lead 1-0.
Braden Collins of Canada McMillan with a 9-3 lead on Sage Burkett of Punxsutawney. Potentially dangerous call will stop that. That's a up next round at 160 championship match. We'll have Sipes of Altoona, Vielma of Connellsville. This is Lonzie Vielma of Connellsville. Next consolation round, Costa of Moon, White of Thomas Jefferson in one match, Smith of Montour and Weaver of Bellefonte in the other. At 172 in the finals, it'll be Cunningham of State College, Marlow of Thomas Jefferson. Consolation action. We'll have Long of Bellefonte, Hutcherson of Kiski, and Miller beat Morvay, or the other way around?
Miller beat Morvay 1-0.
It will be Miller of Pine Richland and Kinsey of Armstrong.
189 final, Brungard of Central Mountain, 11-0 over Davis of Altoona.
Brungard
11-0.
Thank you.
Hamilton of Fox Chapel had a takedown. He's got 55 seconds to go in the second. An escape for Lucarelli, but Hamilton's lead 4-1. Just 25 seconds remaining for Braden Collins of Canada McMillan.
who is leading 13-4. Down to 10 seconds left. Collins just going to tie Burkett up. And that should do it as Collins breaks free. Collins, a 13-4 winner at 2:15.
That's on one of these pages here.
So that just leaves Hamilton of Fox Chapel, Lucarelli of Cranberry. That second period just about to end with Hamilton leading 4-1. Lucarelli will have choice in the third.
189-pound next round matchups. Arend of Mifflin County will wrestle Hoare of Dubois for the championship. Next consolation round, which is due to start at 12:30. Brungard of Central Mountain, Snyder of Latrobe, Gray of Kiski, and Stevenson of Waynesburg. 215 pounds. I'm in the right place, right? Yep, 215 pounds. Brown of Bell Vernon, Ruskowski of Kiski for the regional championship. It'll be Wilson of Dubois, Conroy of Ringgold in one consolation bout, and Collins of Cannon McMillan against Thompson of Central Catholic in the other. And that leaves only Lucarelli and Hamilton.
And they're wrestling neutral. Lucarelli did get an escape to begin the third period. Hamilton's lead is 4-2. A minute and a half to go in this final period.
Another break in here shortly, but we'll wait till the end of this match. Or not. Now we're going to get a contact lens issue. Going to pick it up and hand it off, and we're going to go on. That's no injury stoppage there. If you're going to try to squirt it off and stick it back in, then we're going to charge an injury timeout.
Hamilton tried to shoot right in off that whistle. Lucarelli gets him off the leg, and down to a minute to go in this third period.
Again, our next round of consolations will start at 12:30. That will set the third and fifth place matches.
Hamilton hit with a stalling call. 40 seconds left. Third period. That's his first stalling call. Leading 4-2.
And just a note about that upcoming consolation round. Not only will it set the medal pairings, but it will clinch two more berths at the state tournament. The winners of this next consolation round clinch trips to Hershey for next week.
Down to 10 seconds left in the third period. Hamilton a 4-2 lead. Still has a stalling call to give. Hamilton of Fox Chapel will advance at 285. It'll be a 4-2 final.
And that'll set the pairings for our next round at 285. Turk of Thomas Jefferson, Kearns of Mifflin County for the regional championship. Dana of West Allegheny, McConaughey of North Allegheny in one consolation. Hamilton of Fox Chapel and Rerick of Armstrong in the other 285-pound next round of consolations. Back to the PIAA 3A Wrestling Regional at Cannon McMillan on WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net in just a moment.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans, the Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
My Dream Fuels has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Welcome back to Cannon McMillan. Again, we're going to have about 25, 28, 30-minute break here. Before we get to this next round of consolations, officially called the fourth consolation round. The significance therein, winners clinch trips to the state tournament. Their season continues for another week. Losers have one more chance to make it into the top five and on to Hershey. This next set of names I'm going to read have already clinched trips to the state tournament to begin Thursday afternoon. They are semifinal winners and will wrestle for regional championships here in the middle of the afternoon. Those are scheduled, our finals, both consolation and championship finals, scheduled for a 3 o'clock start here at Cannon McMillan. Here we go. Here are finalists for the PIAA West AAA Regional. McGarity of Peters Township against Alexander of Mifflin County at 107. At 114, it'll be Capusta of Hempfield against Gallegos of Dubois. At 121, Weaver of Altoona and Joseph of Latrobe. At 127, it'll be Sloboda of Butler and Wenner of Cranberry. 133 pounds, Fenella of Indiana and Willichell of Latrobe. At 139, it'll be Kai Vielma of Connellsville and Ferraro of Pine Richland. At 145, Perry of Central Mountain against Islamov of Baldwin. And at 152, it'll be Shaw of Thomas Jefferson, Whitbread of State College. 160-pound championship finals this afternoon. Sipes of Altoona and Lonzi Vielma of Connellsville. At 172, it'll be Cunningham of State College and Marlowe of Thomas Jefferson. At 189, Arend of Mifflin County against Hoare of Dubois. 215, Brown of Bell Vernon, Ruskowski of Kiski. And at 285, Turk of Thomas Jefferson and Kearns of Mifflin County. Let's get you a team points update. Thomas Jefferson leading with three wrestlers in the championship bracket and two more in the consolations, 96.5 points. Connellsville is second at 83, Altoona at 76, Mifflin County 73.5, State College at 71. And then Central Mountain, Dubois, Greater Latrobe, Bellefonte, and Kiski round out the top 10. Cannon McMillan is in 12th place with two wrestlers in consolation. Peters Township is 14th with one in each bracket. Scroll on down, find West Allegheny in 21st, Baldwin 23rd, Ringgold 24th, Waynesburg is 25th, Trinity in the 26th spot. Hillers have two wrestlers in the consolation. South Fayette is 30th, Bethel Park 32nd, on down to Montour 34th, and then the remaining schools do not have wrestlers still alive, and their individual wrestling seasons have come to an end. We are going to let you listen in on what's happening here at the Cannon McMillan. We'll just open that up for you to at least you'll know we're still around. And where our plan is to be back ready to go live with the next round of consolations to start at 12:30. We'll have all of that for you here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation and Greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County.